Good morning.
Good morning, Sebit, and good morning, Radio Miraya listeners.
Yes, good to have you in the program, Miraya Breakfast Show. Can you just tell us how important is access to sexual and reproductive health services?
As you know, that reproductive health is a right for all women, children, and adolescent health. So you can see that this is very important. Everybody has a right to this access. So it can be in the form of services, it can be in the form of finances, it can be in the form of, different aspects of health, but everybody has a right to health.
Yes, and just let's emphasize on that briefly. What's the link between reproductive health rights, justice, and human rights?
Okay, all these are very closely related. But the basic thing is to make sure that the services are affordable, that there is an availability of the services, the reproductive health services, that there are well-trained, health workers to provide it, and that we also address social determinants of health, like education, living conditions, roads, education, different aspects that affect a woman's life. So reproductive health rights is a must for everybody. Justice can be covered with universal coverage, so that if we make reproductive health services accessible to all, then, we are covering this issue of justice. And human rights, of course, everyone has a right to health. So, but the thing is, we must have financial protection. And this financial protection has to do with, making sure that people don't pay excess out-of-the-pocket expenses. Sometimes even people that come to public health hospitals, sometimes they have hidden expenses and they don't come back again to our hospitals because of these hidden expenses. So we need to make sure that everyone is protected. So these are the rights of everyone.
Yes, let's talk about here in South Sudan. What is the situation like? How would you describe as the most pressing issues for women in South Sudan?
Now, the main thing is access. As you know, that most of our health centers are situated around the towns and, the cities. And only 44% of the people are able to access health care. So that means almost about 66% are not able to access health. So in South Sudan right now, this is one of the main problems. Of course, like I said about these hidden costs that are there, when you go to a health facility, they should not be there. The other thing is, availability. Sometimes the health services that are supposed to be there, like, primary health care services, they should be midwife, but sometimes they're not there. So deliveries are not conducted as a result of this. So all these things, we have to look at. Also, quality of care. Mm-hmm. Most of our services that we are providing are substandard. So we need to bring it to a level, either with skilled workforce, so that we are able to provide quality care, and also the availability of medicines at all times. Sometimes we run out of medicines, there are stockouts, and people are don't have access to medicines.
Now, according to the Sustainable Development Goals, by 2030, the target is to ensure universal access to sexual and reproductive health care services, including for family planning, information, and education. Do you think this is achievable here in the country, in South Sudan?
Yes, I think this is achievable, but then a lot of work has to be done. As we have a very poor health indicators compared to the other countries in the world. Like our total fertility rate is 7. Our institutional deliveries is about 14. Our skilled birth attendance rate is about 10%. Ladies that access antenatal care is about 17%. Contraceptive prevalence rate is about 4%. Children that receive DPT-3 are only about 45% are covered. And, you know, the maternal mortality is 20-54. Children that are under 5 that die is 135. And, you know, infants that die are also 102. So, you see, we have some of the worst indicators, but I think if we put our, if there is a political will, and if each one of us as citizens are able to, contribute to this, I'm sure we'll be able to overcome this.
Yes, and you did mention about political will, but exactly what needed to be done to make a positive impact on the health of women, girls, youth, and their families?
We need to have a whole change, you know, in our mind and attitudes. You know, some of the cultural beliefs and, some of our traditions that have come down through the ages may have to change. You know, then the girl child, you know, getting her married at an early age may have to change. Then spacing of children, you know, that is very important for, you know, the mother's health and the newborn's health. You know, so some of these attitudes and changes will be very need to be there. And for this, of course, all of us need to, you know, right from the top down, all of us need to be committed to the, you know, to the issues of women and children and adolescents.
Yes, Dr. Susie, what support is the World Health Organization giving to the government of South Sudan in order to achieve this goal?
Now, WHO works along with member countries, and South Sudan is one of the newest member countries. We make sure that we give a human rights-based approach to health, and we make sure that, the right of health is being, administered to everybody. We make sure that, we advocate for human health-related human rights. And, of course, WHO in South Sudan is trying to help the ministry in trying to deliver health to the Bomas. I don't know if you've heard about Boma Health Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one initiative where we are trying to cover as many people right down to the grassroots level. So this is one initiative, and we are trying to give all the health. It's an integrated approach. You know, so we're trying to give everything, all the aspects of health. So we hope that by this, maybe we'll be able to reach more people, and more people will be benefited by this. So this is our contribution or our help to the government.
Yes, your final remarks, Dr. Susie?
My final remarks is that all of us have to work together. You know, each one of us can be a change agent. You know, it doesn't require just a health provider or the government to do it. You know, we as citizens can spread the message, can tell people about health, can tell people about the importance of going to a hospital for delivery, for telling people that health services are available by, supporting our government so that they can make the right decisions by, helping the government, give more money for health. So this will in turn help our citizens to come and access health through our facilities.
All right, Dr. Susie, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank
we really do appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. And Dr. Susie, right there, talking to us about the Sustainable Development Goal number 3, where ACTA is talking about reproductive health. And you're listening to Mirai Breakfast Show with me, Sebi Williams. It's coming up to 8:15. Good morning.